Medications do help smokers quit, but two very popular treatments just got slapped with a warning from the Food and Drug Administration. Chantix and Zyban are the only pills available by prescription for breaking the nicotine habit. According to the FDA, consumers should be aware that they may cause temporary behavioral changes. NPR's Joanne Silberner explains the risks and the benefits.
The list of possible problems from Chantix and Zyban, as read by Curtis Rosebrough at an FDA press conference, sounds intimidating.
Changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, suicidal thoughts and behavior, and attempted suicide.
In the last few years, the FDA has received reports of 112 cases of suicide and 205 incidents of suicidal thoughts in people taking Chantix and Zyban. How the drugs might cause problems is a mystery. They're two completely different drugs. Chantix acts enough like nicotine to satisfy the craving. Zyban is a form of antidepressant, and no one is sure how it works against tobacco addiction. Smoking cessation expert Steve Schroeder of the University of California at San Francisco suspects that most of the behavior problems come from nicotine withdrawal. He says people need help quitting.
When people try to quit cold turkey, their rate of success, as measured by being quit maybe 6 months later, is only about 3%.
He says counseling brings it up to 10%. Add either of the drugs, and the quit rate can go as high as 20 or 25%, higher than what nicotine replacement therapies can boast. Joni Thompson of Rockville, Maryland, had read about the risks of anxiety and depression before she tried to quit in October. She's 60 years old, a new grandma with a history of failures. She decided the risks were worth it.
I'm getting sort of to the point where I need to start shedding some of my vices.
She did have side effects.
The main one that I can remember is very intense, vivid dreams. You know, I would wake up from the dream and it would seem more real than lying in bed in my own room and take a while to sort of melt away.
Ex-Washington, D.C. cop Mike DiCenzo also opted for Chantix after smoking for 38 years.
It was the only way. I mean, the doctor and I spoke about this. It's easier for her to get me off of heroin than it is nicotine.
He experienced serious anxiety attacks. After 2 months of Chantix, followed by some time on an anti-anxiety drug, he's off both. He hasn't smoked since last September. And despite the anxiety attacks, he's a big fan of Chantix.
I'd give it 100%. I'd give everybody. I'd suggest it to anybody.
Joni Thompson feels the same way. Her only issue is the cost of the drug. Her health insurer didn't cover it, and a month's supply runs about $130 or more. But it's right to be a little worried. Sid Wolf of the advocacy group Public Citizen wants more study and even stronger warnings. Smoking cessation expert Steve Schroeder says that with the concerns, Chantix and Zyban may not be the best first choice for quitting, but if people have failed in other efforts, the drugs are worth a try.
It isn't that this is a drug for dandruff or hangnails. I mean, this is a drug for the most common lethal condition in the world.
At the FDA press conference, Curtis Rosebrough said the agency doesn't want to scare people off the medication. It just wants users to be carefully monitored. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.